You're listening to Happy Hour with Joby and Curtis.
Welcome to Happy Hour with Joby and Curtis. It has been a long time.
It has. We talked, the three of us, briefly, but it was on your show, your other show, Curtis.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
And it was the first time that we had all talked in a long time, so we made it through the holidays.
I'm so excited to be back because we haven't done a Happy Hour show since early November, probably.
Which would have been our one-year anniversary, right?
Well, yeah, and speaking of, it is our anniversary show. But we have we've got a pretty good reason why we haven't been on for the last 2 months.
It's kind of a significant reason.
Well, it seems like it. Oh, and also, I want to make sure that we give a shout-out to Jason. Jason's running the board tonight. You know Jason from all the other podcasts that he's on and shows up for.
Initially, I was sneaking on to the Happy Hour show, and now I'm just kind of like a fixture somewhat.
And now, you're enlisted into it. So the important part of the show here is that you are a daddy.
I know. That is definitely one of the life-changing things. And so I kept pushing it back. Sorry, I can't make it today, Curtis. We're not going to be able to do a show. So we've got two-month-old twin girls, so... That's the newest members of the Happy Hour family, and the Barrel House family,
certainly. I wanted to come in with onesies that had Happy Hour labeling on it, and I totally just it was. I thought about it again this week after I thought about it like 3 months ago. Like I need to do this, and then all of a sudden, boom!
It sounds like a perfect 1 year gift.
Yeah, it's all right because they would have probably outgrown it already. Because so they're growing smashing. Like they've already they double. I think every day they grow, I don't know how many ounces. So if you would have bought it, it probably would have been too small anyway. So don't worry.
And if you do, you can go onesie or you can go apron, like bib style. So when they're smashing that first year birthday cake, Happy Hour all over the place.
All over the place.
That's funny.
Well, one of the things, like my wife and I, we learned was somebody had given us, when both of our kids were born, they gave us like 6, 9, and 12-month-old onesies. And that's when you really need it. You get so much baby shit in the first, like
pun intended,
right? So, and you're like, they can't wear all of these, and then all of a sudden they're outgrown. But then you're like, oh, I can't wait to put on this cute little farmer truck onesie or whatever it is, And there you go, 1 year old. There they are, rolling around in it. So it's
I don't think his daughters will be wearing any farmer trucks.
You never know.
You never know, man. There's I'm already working on Barrel House onesies, so.
Of course.
It's like, we got to put them in those.
Of course.
And speaking of onesies and baby stuff, Stone Brewing is amazing. Like, we were there, I don't know, I think it was 6 months ago, so we were already thinking, planning ahead, and it's like, these guys have baby clothes? These guys are awesome. So, of course, we had to get my daddy's an arrogant bastard, Stone.
I couldn't
Stone
remember. Brewing. I knew there was an Arrogant Bastard one, but I couldn't remember what brand it was.
My daddy's an Arrogant Bastard, so they definitely cater. I think Golden Road. I saw somebody posted. They've got some kids close too, so it's pretty. It's socially acceptable. I don't know. Is it?
Damn right it is.
Just as
for me, it is. I have
interesting no segue to Golden Road. They just released another IPA. As if they didn't have enough IPAs in the lineup, they just released the 2020 IPA, and it helps to benefit the LA Greenway Project.
The 420 IPA?
No, 2020.
Oh, yeah, 2020.
Not 420. And I only have visibility because I follow Golden Road, but also I follow the LA Greenway because we ran in their 10K this past year. So it's going to be a really cool project. But I looked at it, I'm like, another IPA from Golden Road.
Well, that's what happens when you get one of the head brewers from Drake's.
Yeah.
And so good IPAs start coming. And I'm all for all the causes that they're giving to, as long as they keep making these awesome.
Oh yeah, and there's no doubt that the IPAs are delicious. I was just surprised that they're adding another to the lineup.
It's not just that they're adding them because they rotate them, so that's nice. So like the Better Weather, and I'm trying to remember, there was one that was like a low alcohol one.
I don't remember that one. They had the Burning Bush Smoke too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's good. Hey, that's what happens. A couple years ago or a year ago, nobody was talking about their IPAs. So.
Well, she came in at the one of the 30 under 30.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So Mrs. Gill's getting a little recognition down there at Golden Road.
She knows what she's doing. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying she has got a good business head on her shoulders.
Somebody knows what they're doing. So, yeah. Curtis, I'm just scrolling through the year of pictures on Facebook of guests and Montalvo cocktails.
Right.
That was a fun night.
That came in, I think, about maybe 15 or 18. So we've got... We've got Alex from Montalvo here, which was like episode 15 or 18. Then we've got Kevin Pratt, who we just ran into today because, you know, he's a good host and he loves to do pub crawls when people come by. And he was in show 15, I think, maybe 15 or 18. I can't remember which one with these two. We've got Gary, who was on show number 2 yep. from Four Bricks Winery. And then we've got James, who was on show 3 or 4. I mean, we've got some...
You're going back to the origins.
We're pulling out some great talent from especially around here, and it's so great. And what's my favorite part about all this, too, is just that I was such a newbie when it came to spirits that... When Alex came and he wanted to do a tasting with his with the tequilas, I came prepared with shot glasses.
Yeah, actually, I remember that.
He got like, I believe he slapped your hand.
I think he did. He was like, what is that?
Well, and I deserved it. And I should have known better. I mean, I wouldn't go into a beer bar with a shaker glass for crying out loud. Unless, of course, the beer was served to me in a shaker glass.
That's
but,
true. Well, but, definitely I know,
but, I know the
way.
Importance, but I know the importance of glassware. But, yeah, and it's been a great trip, too, because... Every single one of these people that we've had through here, the quality of the product, and it's just by accident for me because I just happen to see them in the neighborhood. I'm like, oh, do you want to come on the show? And it turns out they're freaking awesome. So I mean, it's great for me, and it's but you know when I go out to someplace or looking for other alcohols to try. These guys have kind of ruined me.
You're tarnished.
I know. Well, we were talking about I'm a creature of habit, and so I when I come here, I want the
he
I want
was
the
already planning out his food on the bus ride.
I want the shrimp tacos here because I love them so much. And so when I'm going to pick out a tequila or a limoncello or spirits or wine, I know what I want to go pick, and I don't necessarily want to go test out anything new. So,
but Joby, you have to admire his passion and excitement because, as you see, when he gets a product or a thing he likes, he gushes about it. He almost can't talk. He's stammering.
He is our number one person advertising the tacos.
You're the only taco review on Yelp?
He is. He is the only taco. We'll take it. Hey, we'll take it. Yelp is a tough place.
It's all of my food photos are...
Firestorm.
Yeah, all of my food photos are...
But no, it's
are,
cool because, again, with his passion about these products, he grabs these producers. You know, they're putting out awesome beverages. And he says, I love it. Come talk to me about it. Not saying, oh, you know, we need to fill space. Come on and... talk about your product. It's more like I already consumed this beverage and I love it, and that's why I need to learn more about it.
Yeah, I kind of gave way to whatever you wanted to do, and it was such a great experience to kind of go through the last year and drinking some fine spirits, and especially I mean I've really liked limoncello, and we've made some at home, you know, but it's still
not
the same,
right?
No, and then, but the one that just blew me away was the tequila, because the last time I had tequila, I was 22, maybe, probably younger, probably 19.
Be honest, Curtis.
Yeah, 19, 20, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And it was not good. That much I do remember, and so it was so nice to be able to try those three and then go through them. So I won't gush too much more on that, but it's been a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, know? No, and I mean, I do kind of miss our original show night meetup. Have some drinks, do the show, they come back and sometimes with guests in tow.
Right. Well,
most
yeah.
of the time. I know
most
we
of
got
time.
Alex, Kevin came back with us. I think I'm not sure. I think James did. I think all these guys did.
Come back and have a couple more drinks, and then generally ends up with me having a bourbon. You know, because that's the way that you
that's
should
nightcap.
You were trying to do the gauntlet of bourbons. Yeah,
yeah,
you're trying to go through every single.
You know,
one.
It's fallen away, but I'm feeling like maybe I need to start that up again this evening. And I'm not afraid of it either.
You should have a numbering scheme just like the taps, Joby.
Yeah,
and
right.
You can work his way through it.
Well, I've been going alphabetically. I'm working my way down the tap list. I know what I'm doing.
So, there's a couple lost episodes. That are lost, so it's not even like we can re-release them. They're actually completely lost, so
yeah.
There's definitely some fun stuff like that.
There's someone in like the Saturn belt who's still picking up that.
They're out
stream.
There in the Ethernet, the intranet of someone's computer,
right? And
but so there, I think there was two of those, right?
Well, we've had so we LA Ale Works,
LA Ale Works,
and then we
Festival Barrel House with the police.
Oh, I missed that.
With
one.
The LA Ale Works and the police.
Oh, sorry, LA
Ale Works
and the police, and then Festival Barrel House.
Yeah, and then sometimes producers showing up and sometimes not, and so that's why we are here.
Although the good thing about that one show was it was kind of like, well, we can't do the show. Do you guys want to go have dinner and drink some beers?
Yeah, so anytime you get to just sit down and eat dinner and drink beers, yeah, it's always good. Make connections anyway. So, yeah, I was kind of looking through all of that stuff today, too, and just enjoying the first show. When you posted that picture, when I woke up this morning, I still saw that. And I thought, oh, yeah, that was a long time.
So that's the one where everything's getting plugged in. I'm not really sure how it works. What does this do? And there's someone there trying to guide us along, saying, okay, you're going to go first, and you're going to go. And it's just like, what do we do?
There was actually, I think, for especially for James's show, and maybe up through Alex and Kevin, there was actually, when we were over at the studio, I was trying to print off some sort of scheduling.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And coming in, okay, we've got 10 minutes to do this, 15. And so we've settled into ourselves, I think, maybe.
Yeah. But, I mean, scheduling is not a bad thing.
Well, no. Speaking of which, we've set timers here, so it's sooner or later one of our timers is going to go off and say, "All right, it's time to quit." Okay, yeah. So today, unfortunately, you couldn't go with Jason and I, which is a big bummer.
Yeah, no, I was pretty jealous.
And we
daytime pub crawl,
right? And so you know, we were it started with the Vista, which is a $3 ride to Santa Barbara from Ventura, which is a great way to get up there. If you're sitting in the lap of luxury like we were when we were going up.
Now that's are there two different versions?
Be cautious.
There's two different
lap of luxury.
They're not a sponsor, don't worry.
No, but lap of luxury tempered with a pseudo-homeless gentleman bitching over the phone to Metro PCS about his service in Santa Barbara County and then hanging up on them abruptly, like, I'm getting off the bus, forget it, I'll talk to you later. It's not your next-door neighbor, your best friend, dude.
And once we got over the slight feces and weed smell coming out of the back,
it was a combination there was like no other.
Two guys sitting back there that were having, I don't know what it was, but so we got up there anyway. So $3 to get up was really great. Kevin, he treated us well at Santa Barbara Brewing Company. And one of the things I love about that is when I first moved here, I'd gone there a couple times before he moved in, and the beers were kind of flat and lifeless. His blonde, which is a Pilsner, is fantastic. Treated us to a 14% Russian Imperial Stout, which kind of puts Pugachev's Cobra to shame.
Wow. The naughty list, all three of us were on it.
Yeah.
That's the name of the beer, and it's lived up to its name.
I'm looking at Kevin now. He's got a glow in his eyes just when you're talking about it.
And so, I mean, we had, was there 10 beers, 14 beers? I mean, there was a lot of beer in front of us, little samplers all the way through. I mean, you think that he brewed or something. I mean, you couldn't give us 21 beers? No, he settled with 14. But so we went through all these fantastic beers and then ended up going to Figaro Brewing in the Funk Zone, their new place. And when AJ Stoll was on the show back in like almost a year ago,
January,
he was talking about this new place that was going to open up in February, March. It ended up being somewhere in the neighborhood of April. But it's alive and well. And you're getting some of their beers here.
Yeah, we've been lucky to get some of them. It's cool. Yeah. So that's kind of become like, I guess, their pilot.
Yeah, so
it's a big pilot system.
So their brewers are doing 2 month stints there. So they just rotate in and out where they're just playing.
Yeah,
I mean, nice. Not playing,
well,
but
yeah, no,
but
playing.
But they're experimenting and they're testing the limits of what they can do and everything else. So that's really great. And we had a 9% IPA and 11% IPA. And then not to mention a bunch of, because they all want box.
Oh, evidently. The Weissenbach, that was delicious. And the Dunkel.
7% box in there.
Yeah, I'm glad some people are making box. That's cool.
They're there.
It's an underrated style, in my opinion. I love box.
Yeah, you guys look pretty happy when I saw you.
and that was after the trip back.
We had to prep for happy hour with Joby and Curtis.
That's right.
Now, is the Vista on the way back a different, did you have a different
vehicle?
It
was not the same vessel. It was a different, it was the same mode of transportation, but a different physical delivery.
Yeah.
It was more of a city bus style with plastic seats facing inward.
And the vent was hitting me in the back of the head.
Now, Curtis, did you find out if that thing goes south?
I did not.
Because I was telling Curtis that he could have a great, he's got his, hop on the train. He's got the train tour.
Yeah. And
And then I said, I think the Vista goes south.
I had mixed emotions about today, too, because I talked him into the bus, right? I used to travel on the Vista a lot when I was working in Goleta. And he's like, oh, I'm going to ride the train. I'm like, dude, for the price of one train ride up, you can get round trip with the Vista, and it has more stops closer to where we want to be. He's like, all right, let's do that. And, of course, then on the way back, we get, like, a crappy bus stop.
Right. Well, that's A-count. That's all right.
No, it was...
But I think, you may have, like, a bus hop-on, hop-off, you know.
There is The Vista does go to Camarillo, but you have a little transfer. So he's going to have to do a little research. I'm not going to do it for him. I'm not a daddy.
It's still the same great scenery, too, as the Surfliner. I mean, I was watching, and actually the sun broke through on the way down. We drove back into the overcast here, but, just gorgeous.
Even with traffic, I mean, it moves pretty quick, and there's Wi-Fi. Most of them work, and if not, you still can read a book or just chill out. And if you're real slick and you had a little growler with you, you probably could sneak it under your jacket. Not just be discreet.
Hey. Are you telling people
on the train you can do that?
I'm just saying, if the guy can come out smelling like weed and the other guy can come out of the bathroom smelling like dude.
Yeah, that's never a good thing.
It's always nice when you get both of those.
You just blame it on the guy next to you, like, it's not my beer, it's his beer.
It's that guy back there.
Come on.
Right. So we've got a great show lined up, and it's kind of we're kind of rolling out a new format where we'll meet once or twice, do the live show once or twice a month. And then break it down into these smaller segments and releasing them as their own kind of shows so that
little
we can dedicate
episodes.
Right. And so great what a better time to kind of throw that out than tonight when we've got four or five guests in the studio with us.
Yeah.
And
I see some thirsty people, so
all right, yeah, I know. And I've got some stuff here too. So
I was referring to the people in the crowd, not you, Curtis.
Oh, okay. Oh. I thought you were talking about me.
Well, so we'll take our first break and we'll come back with Alex.
And we want to remind the listeners, though, too, if you haven't liked the Facebook page, go to Happy Hour with Joby and Curtis. Give them a like on Facebook. Also, for tonight and moving forward, you can always find the hashtag through Twitter or through Instagram at HH with Joby and Curtis. So Happy Hour with Joby and Curtis, HH with J-O-B-Y and Curtis. Use that. Tag us. Put up some comments. Let us know you're listening to the show and provide some feedback. But give us a like on Twitter. See me on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Perfect.
All right, we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Sounds good.